I could start talking.
Michael, what do you think your favorite snack of all time is?
Frick, why'd you put me on the spot like this, dude? I hate when you do this. It's like this show is supposed to be played. There's a freaking teleprompter right there.
Yeah, I went off script.
Yeah, dude. Saltine crackers.
Michael, okay, I know yes anding.
Dang it.
Hold on. So, I have a bag of saltine crackers here. I wasn't yes anding. That was my fault. I'm proud of you. I want to say how proud of you I am, first of all.
You remember that song about Reliant K where they talk about Skittles and combos? No. Lots of combos.
I don't
and
remember.
Fields of Skittles.
What song is that?
I must admit those words hurt a little. It's just called like Skittles. It's one of the like bonus. I think, you know how, okay, let me explain
what
this.
Album is it?
Let me explain this to those folks out there that might be too young.
Before, he's talking to you directly, Charles.
Before people streamed music exclusively, there were these things that you would put into another thing. These were called CDs, and you'll put the CD in, and sometimes if you let the CD run longer than the track, there were hidden tracks. I don't think people do that with streaming because you're always looking at a time code. But one of this, I think it was the Reliant K album, The Anatomy of Tongue in Cheek. It's a joke. I think the bonus track was Skittles and Combos.
I like that you didn't explain our joke. You explained Reliant K's joke of The Anatomy of Tongue in Cheek.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, just so you guys know, they were doing a bit.
Yeah, they were doing. I'm just explaining the joke for them. Everyone knows that you explain jokes to make them funnier. That's why we do that all day.
That's why we do that all day, and it's also why sometimes we don't and our podcast isn't funny. So I have a bag of saltines here that I've never eaten before.
My brother's like, yo, I have something for us to try on the show, and I'm like, what is that? Sorry, I'm getting a little backdoor. Backdoor? That's not what they say, right? Nope, that's not it. I'll get a little behind the scenes.
Inside
for
baseball?
You. Inside baseball for you. He's never had a freaking combo.
You're telling him how the sausage is made.
You're the dirty, nasty snack food eater, and you've never had a combo?
I've never eaten a combo in my whole life.
All right, so he's got the regular crackers and cheese.
Are the best ones, I'm told.
I think they're the best ones. I've had lots of different ones, but they're the go-to, like, freaking vanilla thing.
Oh, frick, dude, you said you didn't want to edit it, and I shared the combo logo all over this thing.
Now, dude, they paid us, remember?
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mean to tell you that I squandered all of the money on combos.
More combos.
More combos.
I don't see.
And then ate them all.
The funny part, again, we're explaining jokes. The funny part of that joke was not the combos joke, it's that we both said it.
Yeah. Aren't they kind of like less hard dog food? Like softer dog food?
Yeah, but like the good dog food that doesn't taste that bad.
Yeah. So, like, how. What do you.
Those have a little more salt on them.
No, so here. Yeah, okay, so. Let me give your full body thoughts.
Okay, hold on.
Your sommelier experience.
Okay, I thought you were trying to say no to the salt thing. I'm not recording a podcast with my brother. I'm recording a podcast with an imposter because I just said more salt and he said no.
No, I did say no, but I'll get to it later. I want to hear your sommelier thoughts. You know what that means? You freaking plebe. It's the people that taste wine and pretend that they can tell a difference.
Oh, hold on. You're supposed to spit when you do wine,
and you
right?
You have to like do the... Oh. That's definitely. Sorry, I think you mistook sommelier with freaking drug addict.
Hold on.
Just like huffing markers on the street.
Let me quit. Oh, dude, you put. See, the trick is the combos is you want to put one in nostril and just suck the cheese right out. That was good. I would eat those. Again, I think a little more salt would be better, but here's the thing. Sometimes too much salt is the thing. Because I've been eating sunflower seeds because I drive at work now, and my mouth is so raw and sad.
So here's the thing. Here's how I would recommend the eating of a combo. As someone that once sustained my entire body on combos for 2 days when my wife was out of town, and I was just counting calories and not caring about the substance.
Did you die a little bit?
I didn't feel good. But I did eat nothing but combos for 2 days once.
Which makes sense.
What you do is you put the combo in your mouth, and then you suck on just the salt. So that you get all the salt on. And you keep sucking on the combo until the cracker part is soft. Then you bite into the combo. It makes the cheese better. And it is good. You also get to experience the salt longer. You crunch the chip at that point. You finish it. You get the cheese and the soft cracker. And then you put another one in. And let me tell you, even though there's not a ton of salt on some of those boys, there's more on others. Mm-hmm. And by the time that you finish that bag, you will have the same effect of a... sunflower seed. Well, no, a sunflower seed where it burns all your tongue off. Or a warhead where you like go... For the audio listeners, I made a sexy fish face.
I'm making the warhead face.
Yeah.
the face on the warhead.
Yeah, the face on the warhead. Oh, and my ears like exploded and whatnot.
And his eyes, one eye got very big, while simultaneously the other eye got smaller than it was.
So like, that was a pretty underwhelming reaction.
I mean, here's the thing.
Are you going to tell me they're like fine?
You know me. I'm a Ritos boy.
Yeah.
I do love my Ritos, all of the kinds, for the most part, except for the chili lime, they can friggin' fly a kite.
Okay. Should we talk about the like weird trend of snack foods to just like, hey, we should put lime in it. It makes it better.
Yeah, and how
I know people that made like this.
And how you want to know something special about those people?
I only mean to hurt their feelings a little bit.
They're wrong.
They are wrong. Like, why would you put just like adding lime to something does not inherently make it better. I'm not a lime hater.
I would go as far as to say if you had a lime thing,
I don't hate the green lemon.
If you had a lime thing that was like, oh, we just added lime to this regular flavor, I don't think you should be allowed to vote next election cycle, to be honest with you. You clearly don't have good judgment.
They always add it to spicy food. They're like, oh, what if we put lime in the spicy food? I'm like,
yeah, you know
then what? It just tastes like it is like spicy food, but there's lime in it.
Yeah.
It's not like it's good. It's
two distinct flavors. It's lime the spicy is a very, flavor and the lime.
Lime is a very hardcore flavor. It's not a neutral flavor.
One of those wimp flavors.
It's a very like green party flavor, if you know what I mean. I don't know what I mean.
Well, limes are green, and I guess
I made the joke that they're green lemons.
Have you ever been to like a party, like a real rager?
Like yeah, like people were shooting heroin, like that kind.
I've always assumed that also at those parties, people eat limes, and that's what you meant is a green party. They just eat them. You just have a bunch of bath salt,
like freaking.
And then they have limes. So what you do is, so I'll pretend this bag is a lime. It's roughly the same size. And so pretend like you just had bath salts.
Okay, I'm going to try to eat your face
real quick. Yeah, okay, hold on. So try, and then I go, oop, and then you eat the lime and not me.
It's one of those things where it's like they take the little zesty things, yeah. And those wild boys just like zest the lime straight. They just straight zest. Dude, what a dumb little bit we have. I hate lime, though. No, I don't hate it.
I do.
I don't hate it.
Here's the thing. I don't hate lime, but lime's a perfect 5 out of 10 flavor. If I never had a lime again, if I never tasted lime ever again, I'd be okay with that. I wouldn't miss it.
I might agree that it's a 5 out of 10.
Because, like, would you miss it? If you never had a lime for the rest of your life, would you be like,
I'm trying to think.
I'm really craving that lime.
If I want a citrus, I'll just use a lemon.
I use a lime.
Lemon are good.
Or an orange. Oranges are citrusy and they're good.
Yeah, they're not sour. Limes, though.
Limes aren't really sour. Are limes sour? No.
No.
Has anybody ever bit a lime? I've eaten a lemon, and it's good. I like it.
People eat limes, I'm sure. Like, I mean, they're not the type of people you
that
would
we're
want.
Friends with.
You don't want to be with those
we're
people.
We're not friends with. Hey, right now, if you're listening to the show and you've eaten a lime, I'm gonna have to. I know we're not very big.
We only have 86 subscribers. However, I am
gonna have to say if you.
Oh, dude, I don't know if I can get behind this.
If you regularly eat a lime, I'm gonna need you to turn off the show.
If you sometimes have the temptation to eat one. And you happen to fall.
Hold on.
There's repentant. What?
So I just said, hey, if you eat limes.
You said regularly.
If you regularly eat limes and you listen to our show, I don't you listen anymore, and you had a problem with that. But when I said, if you like lime flavor and things, I don't think you should be allowed to vote, you didn't have a problem with that.
No. Because that's like really important.
Yeah.
Like you shouldn't be able to. You should be able to have bad opinions and watch our show. You should not be able to have bad opinions. If you disagree with me and you vote, you shouldn't. That's what free speech means, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Crap, I made a politics joke. Let's revert back real quick to my thing is, we believe in redemption. Redemption is a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
So if you sometimes eat a lime and then you regret it later and you repent, we believe in redemption.
You want to know a quick like fact about me real quick?
Okay.
And why I sometimes hate that we record this podcast on video. As soon as we start this podcast, my butt and crotch instantly start itching so bad. The freaking just the whole episode, dude.
I thought you were gonna say that. Well, I'm trying to get famous on the internet, and you're on the screen the whole time. The big fat guy who's wearing a burger shirt. Oh crap! You can see my red shorts this time. I try to keep my shorts out of it. Sometimes I don't wear pants on the show.
Michael, he goes, anybody, you can make fun of me for anything, but if you make fun of my red shorts, it hurts a little.
I make fun of the fat. You don't make fun of my red shorts.
Don't make fun of my red shorts.
These are the way that I give homage to the great Saint Nick.
Well,
Lachey.
You joined.
No, Lachey, not the Santa one.
Dang it, dude.
We already talked about not liking his music, though, so.
So I feel a little bit bad about that.
I'm sorry.
I never felt like we internet bullied somebody till... I didn't think he was a saint. I thought he was knighted. So I thought he was a Sir Nick.
Have we ever internet bullied someone?
To the point where you felt bad?
Yeah.
I haven't.
I don't think we have on the show.
Not on this show. I mean, we've internet bullied, don't get me wrong, but not on the show.
I don't think I have on this show yet.
Yeah, no, for sure not on this show. Just casually.
Yeah, I was going to say, remember that one time we were talking on this show? And you said the Buckwild thing that, what is it that you said? Did you try to clarify it by saying it was your favorite, or did you try to say that Ocean Avenue was one of the greatest songs of all time? I don't remember how you stated it.
It probably depends on the episode. I probably said the phrase that Ocean Avenue is one of my favorite songs of all time. I've also probably said that Ocean Avenue is one of the best songs of all time. I will stick by both of those statements.
I'm gonna add my hat into the ring, dude.
Okay.
The song Swing Swing by the All American Rejects might be one of the best songs.
Swing Swing.
It's so good, dude.
Rules.
I don't care how weird you are. If you listen to that song and you don't feel anything, you shouldn't be able to vote.
However, I don't care how young you are. If you listen to that song and you like it, you should be allowed to vote.
You know, we have some young listeners. And I'm asking you if you're under 20 years old, specifically.
I know one person who listens to this show who's under 20.
If you're under 20 years old and you listen to this show, or if you're one of the moms that listens to this show, check out the song Swing Swing by the All American Rejects and let me know if that's good or not. Because it's so good. and
because it's actually really good.
I seriously, every time I listen to that song, I just want to, like, it brings me back to my, like, angsty, hormonal teenage days.
I don't remember you, this is what I remember Michael being angsty with. And I don't remember any angst, but I do remember you dressing like Even Stevens.
Well, you know, some people's emo is another person's Disney Channel comedy. Whoa, dude. Remember how I said we might have to pause this show?
Yeah.
We might have to pause this show.
You pooped beforehand. Did you pinch a loaf and think it was going to be okay? You know the genes that our good father...
I don't have a lot of time to make jokes right now.
Our good father blessed us so much, and he gave... You can leave. I can... This is on air. I can still make my joke with you.
Well, I was going to stop the video so I didn't have to edit it out.
Oh. Our good dad blessed us with some very bad genes, even though he's such a good dad, and Michael thought he could get with pinching.
They had holes in them and grass stains.
I hate you so much.
Also, I really just had to make a joke. I couldn't pinch a loaf because I haven't had a solid poop in 3 years. I'll be back.
I hate you. Probably longer than 3 years.
Also, generally speaking, I do think the All American Rejects first album is decent.
Yeah, dude, why worry?
A decent to strong 8. There was one song in there that kind of sucks.
I think, because there is at least one.
It's the one that goes like, one, you asked me why I went wrong. Two, I'll write you this last song. Three,
I don't know, because that's the one that goes, happy, which is fine,
but the part where...
what would you do if you were a dream that comes true?
The whole 1, 2, 3 part sucks, but it's really not good, dude. It's corny as all get out. Like, and not in a good way either, like in a bad way.
So, like, I think corny is usually good if you're young and leaning into it, but I think if you actively think what you're doing is not corny, and you're trying to not be corny when you're doing the thing, and it's corny, is when it gets cringe, and that's what that is. But at no point was he writing that going like, this is a little corny. He was going, no, dude, don't make me count to three again.
Swing,
dumb.
Swing Swing is good.
Swing Swing rules.
It's very good. And
Your
I wanna...
Star is really good.
Yeah. It's good.
I like that whole album.
What was the song I was singing when you came in? I didn't want to give away that I was listening to that album again, though. The last song.
Yeah. But you weren't singing last song at first.
It was the last song, not the last song. Is the last song the last song?
Yeah. But you were singing...
The one before the last song.
Which is Happy Ending.
The penultimate song. Was that what I was singing?
No. I thought you were singing Why Worry. So what would you do if you were a dream that come true? No, that is happy endings.
Whatever, dude.
What would you do if you were a dream that come true?
Stop I give the first All-American Rejects album an 8 out of 10. Is that good?
I would give it an 8 out of 10, but as far as my Marcus, like, favorites, I would probably give it a 10, because it's one of my favorite albums.
We'll give it an 8 out of 10.
But as far as, like, is it actually good enough for a 10 in the real world? No. It's not transcendent to most people.
You realize that we give out some weird 10s on this show sometimes. I give it an 8 out of 10.
It's transcendent to me. I have a question for you, though. Is that what you really wanted to talk about?
No, that was my secondary topic.
Okay.
Why?
Because I wanted to talk about why all the edgy people suck now.
Who's the edgy people?
So, like, hey, Michael, this is what edgy culture used to be. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation. No breathing. Don't give up if I cut my gum bleeding. That was a new edgy thing is now. You ready? I'm the bad guy. Duh. That's edgy now. Like, that's what's the edgy music.
No, okay.
And this is what I'm saying. I'm not saying you can't go get your good suicidal songs now. But I'm saying in the mainstream, what the heck happened to edgy kids? All the edgy kids now, or edgy kids now, suck.
I think it's just an age thing, my dude.
Because, like, edgy kids now is like, because somebody stole my car radio and now I just live in silence. And you're like, shut the heck up, Tyler. Why don't you go cut your wrists and black your eyes? The lead singer of 21 Pilots.
I just don't know. I think it's an age thing, dude.
So you're saying those songs are just as edgy, we're just too old for them?
No. Okay, so here's the thing. The fact was Last Resort a pop song? Because if that was, like, on pop radio, then you're absolutely 100% right.
I think it was at the time, though. That's what I'm saying.
I don't remember, dude. Like, it was on, like, alt radio, but, does alt radio play,
like, I Billy? Guarantee you.
Alt radio definitely plays Billy, dude.
And plays 21 Pilots. Yeah. And it plays...
Alt radio is kind of weak sauce now.
Dude,
you might be right. Alt radio is a little bit wimpy.
Because this is... Hey, Michael, you want to hear a song
dude,
that's alt radio now?
Alt now.
Do you want to hear a song that's alt radio now? Finders, keepers, losers, weepers. Welcome to the end of any panic song they're going to play is alt. Because panic.
Dude, you might be right. Alt's kind of lame now.
I'm like, don't get me wrong.
It's wet noodle alt.
Yeah, dude. It's like little wimpy baby alt. Alt kids.
It's like
alt
the homeschool version of alt.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, dude.
It's like, Jean Jumper, come over here and listen to this alternative music. And it used to be like,
dude, alt radio when I was a kid used to play freaking like Hollywood Undead.
So this is what I'm saying. This is why my generation is full of a bunch of pansies. Because like you would walk over and turn on the alt radio, and it would just be like, so cut my wrists and black my eyes, so I can fall asleep tonight. So he wants to do suicidal self-harm so he can fall asleep because it makes him feel good. And I turn on alt radio, and it's just like, the death of a batch. I was like, this isn't alt, it's just panic.
Yeah,
what
dude.
Are you talking about?
Oh, dude, you might be right.
It's just, this is why we can't go to war as America. Because it's just pansies now.
Because the only music that could possibly play in the SEALs' heads as they're going into combat is Billie Eilish singing.
Yeah, they'd be like, we need to get amped to go. Like, yeah, if they sent me to war, so it's like me and all of the people my age, and like, yep, you gotta go to war and fight a bunch of people. And it's like, okay, we're about ready to get drummed. I just wish you were gay. It's like, man, I don't know if I can shoot somebody.
Is that better though? Like, is it better because you don't want to shoot anybody? Or is it just bad because they're just going to get shot now?
Yeah, because now I'm going to get shot. South Korea's going to be like, what's up, idiots?
What's up, nerds?
It was a bunch of pansies as they pull off their thing, and it's just like, I'm not okay. It's like, oh my gosh, dude, they're getting all amped up, being like, I hate everything up, bang, 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 bang. And I'm sitting over here getting shot because I'm just sitting right there, and it's just like, I've got a migraine, and my pain reaches from up, down, and sideways, and I'm just getting beat up and interrogated.
If you want to talk about the 90s, they had like Manson and Nine Inch Nails and Korn and freaking Slipknot and Nirvana and like all of those people.
Oh, Nirvana doesn't really count because I'm also not going to be like, I got to go to war. This smells exactly like Teen Spirit. Like,
say, what's that smell? It's Emo Wolverine walks in and he goes, what's that smell?
It smells like Teen Spirit.
What a dumb hole we've dug ourselves into.
But, like, have you ever thought about how we're just full of a bunch of weenie? So, like, edgy now is I put on a bunch of goth makeup and I go under a bridge and I do this dance.
Paramore did go from Misery Business to their freaking 80s New Wave album.
That's not true. There was one between it, which was also good.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying from the generational shift.
They go from freaking Riot of being like, of slut shaming some chick on their album, which isn't actually a real thing. It's just a fake thing that they said they did, and it made me frustrated. But they go from that, and then they go to like, Ignorance. It's your new best friend. Don't be a goat. Like, don't judge me, you dumb idiots.
Don't be a sheeple.
Which I think was about,
I don't know, dude,
a band member that left. But then it goes from that to just like, what's it called? After Laughter?
Dude, I'm gonna tell you a secret, dude. My weakness, I freaking hate 80s new wave music. I think it sucks butt so hard, dude.
I do. I would say that the Ali and AJ EP was new wave and I liked it.
The new one?
No, the older one. The like, Take Me. Are you gonna take me out?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you must not have.
Dude, I'm gonna tell you this right now. I think Devo sucks.
Devo, okay.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, was that Devo?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking like a very specific, maybe it's not real new wave, but I'm thinking like whatever the pop version of new wave is, it kind of sucks butt. And that's what Paramore's new album was. And
you didn't like After Laughter?
I didn't like the new album much at all, dude.
Did you like the one before that? The self-titled?
Yeah, dude.
I like it. I like that they're like, we've been a band for like 10 years. It's time for a self-titled album.
Weezer does it every, like, few years.
Hey, I guess you forgot this is us. Weezer's so scared that people are going to forget their band name.
How are you going to rate Billie Eilish's edginess?
Not good. Here's the thing. I would give, like, that album an 8 or a 9, dude. It's freaking super good. When we all fall asleep, where do we go? Super good. As far as edginess, though, not very edgy, Billie. She was homeschooled. Maybe that's why it's such homeschool edgy.
Were 21 Pilots homeschooled too? There's a possibility that they were. There's a very distinct possibility.
Was 21 Pilots homeschooled?
The 21 Pilots two bros are homeschooled, dude.
Oh, it's on Reddit. We know it's right.
He's digging through it. Reddit's got the answers. They know what's up. Thanks, Reddit. How fast can you
read? Dude, if you just say what I just said. Was 21 Pilots homeschooled? What shows up is a strange questions. Any homeschoolers here? And then it has a you might be a homeschooler if from Blimey Cow.
That's weird. But, let's just say they were, because it makes more sense for our argument, and that's kind of how like journalism works.
There's 100%. Look at how dumb he looks too. There's no way this dude would have been bullied into like, he was, here's the thing, he wasn't homeschooled, and then he got bullied too much, and he became homeschooled. He started getting homeschooled, because have you seen the dude in Toyo Pilots?
He definitely doesn't look as hardcore as, we'll say, someone from Slipknot.
Like,
oh my word, dude.
Do you know any Slipknot, though?
No.
That's why I can't, that's also why we're not in the military.
They have an album called Iowa. That's a sick cover. It's like a demon goat head or something.
That is also, but however, our lack of Slipknot knowledge is why neither of us joined the military.
Exclusively.
Yeah, we realized we weren't cut out for that.
I only listened exclusively to like 90s acoustic singer-songwriter music at the time. And then when I went to the range, I was playing it to amp myself up. My what's they call it? The spread on your shots, is that what they call it?
Mm-hmm.
It sucked. Because I was crying and I kept wiping my eyes. And
the difference is I went like to like, also, I was just doing emo music and I kept like trying to tilt the gun towards me while I was at the range. I was like, God, stop. It was really frustrating. So, needless to say, my spirit was bad because sometimes I just missed the thing because the gun was like, here, bang. But then I looked like an even bigger emo kid because it goes here, bang, a freaking kicks back, breaks my nose a little bit. Just the skin on my nose. Bleeding.
You're the bad guy.
Duh. And my bloody nose, dude.
How are we going to rate the edginess of today's music, then?
Bad.
It's not good.
Like a 4. Maybe. Today's edgy scene, here's the thing, I think today's edgy scene makes good music, so I wanna focus on the fact that I'm rating the edginess of their music.
You're rating the pansy level compared to the pansy yes. level of alt.
Which is like a 4.
Like, what's like, the modern alt versus the old modern alt?
Sorry,
I had a stroke real quick.
Oh yeah, real quick, I forgot how to say all of the words. It's not like podcasting is the only thing we gotta do is the words. It's weird.
It's bad, dude. I'll take a 4.
Yeah, it's like a 4.
That's pretty fair.
Because
it's
not edgy.
It's pretty fair.
Like, what the heck is that about?
Dude, I'm dead serious. The alt station would play Hollywood Undead and then talked about Charlie Sheen showing his weenie like every other song.
They'd be like, Charlie Sheen? Even Charlie Sheen's more edgy than people are nowadays because he showed his ween and then talked about how he drinks tiger blood. You think Billie Eilish is going to go drink tiger blood? And show her ween?
Yes, she would drink tiger blood. Doesn't she have a spider in her mouth in the video?
Yeah, one of the videos. However, Billie Eilish would never show
her. Dude, I watched an episode of Rhett and Link where they ate a sushi roll that they made in Willet. And they had a spider in it. And I don't think I've... A spider.
Oh.
A big old...
I thought you said a spire. And I didn't know what that was.
A big old tarantula. And they did not cut it. Or, it was very much... It had the legs and the hair and the body, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever noped so much watching someone eat something. And that's also the first thing I've seen on Will It where I straight up was like, I will not, could not do that.
I couldn't try it. Like, I've watched a lot of
Will It. Especially for no money.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of Will It and been like, I don't think I could get it down, but I could. I could link this. I could put it in my mouth and vomit.
I would eat that and vomit for the views.
Yeah, for the bit. I could do it.
I looked at it and I said I couldn't do that. I could as dumb as the things that I would do for the Vine. I could not eat a full bodied spider for the Vine, dude.
And
I've never noped so hard.
Even a small baby spider, I couldn't do it.
Maybe a baby spider.
I could more likely. Put a duck ball in my mouth and munch a duck testicle and then vomit faster than I could put a spider in my mouth and
absolutely
eat it. Even a small baby
spider. There's no question, dude. The thing was so big. There was no way to not know
that However, it was a spider. Side note, if you guys want to see me and Michael do a Will It, his wife's a good cook, but I think she could screw some dishes up for us.
We've made that joke. We should do that. I wanted to talk about something that's really near dear to my heart. And it's also a little bit of a callback. Do you remember a long time ago when you lived in this home?
Mm-hmm.
And
it was me living here and you loved it and now you miss me and you want me to move back in?
Well, that's what I was talking about.
Okay.
I know that, the logistics are a little bit weird with the fact that my daughter hates you.
Yeah, I mean, it is really awkward when we come over and Danny wants to hang out with your kids and I get here and Molly just throws things at me the whole time.
So I do have tape and we're going to tape up literally half of the entire house and you're not allowed to cross the line, including the stairs and the bathroom. You're only allowed to sit on half of the toilet and use half of the fridge. The only room that exclusively you have the full reign of is your room.
My room.
The rest is
well, I mean, a little bit of, the door is taped, probably. But,
yeah, well, handle. You can touch the half the handle.
Half the handle. So it's going
to
be, like...
You might turn it into one of those stick handles, but then you can only touch the half of the stick. So you have to, grab pliers and do a little bit. No, but really what I was going to talk about before I talked about you moving back in was, remember that ice cream that I had you try that,
Häagen-Dazs?
Yeah, Häagen-Dazs is specifically the butter pecan.
Yeah, butter pecan.
It was the greatest ice cream that's ever been invented and known to man.
Yeah. And did you find better ice cream?
No. They discontinued it. That was my...
Oh, so you wanted to rate business crippling choices.
So it was my firm belief. So I went to the store and I asked my wife to pick me up some butter pecan and she said it was out. And I was like, that's weird. And then she checked another store and she's like, oh, this one's out. And then she checked a third store.
Then you went to Google?
So she checked the Häagen-Dazs official website and it was there, but when you clicked it, it bought you to a different flavor.
You want to know something? We talked about how no one man should have all the power that we have, but we split it equally.
He just inhaled
too hard.
Okay.
I just, you know when you get too worked up and you breathe too hard and it makes you choke? You know that feeling, bro?
Yeah. Yeah.
We have so much freaking power, and you plebeians didn't go buy enough Häagen-Dazs, butter pecan ice cream.
I talked about how good it was on more than one episode.
Butter pecan ice cream, and it's your fault. I'm looking at you right in your eyes. I want you to go look in the mirror so you look yourself in the eyes and tell yourself what a horrible person you are.
I don't know how to describe the depths of despair that I went to when I realized that flavor was discontinued. Like, I straight up went to a dark place.
Michael literally never before he heard that and he put on a Slipknot album.
I sunk to a really bad place, and I was in a really bad way. And if you want to look at the upload schedule and realize why it went from every day to like twice a week.
We were every day, bro, and now we're freaking sitting here with some Disney Channel Flow bullcrap.
now we're twice a weekers. It's because I literally they cut me off. And I think
Michael was much like the old school pop punk album or record label. Michael was, instead of fueled by ramen, was fueled by nothing but Häagen-Dazs. Since that episode, he's eaten nothing but Häagen-Dazs.
Well, and here's the thing, though, like,
and
right?
Combos.
So you could say that it was a business decision where, like, it wasn't selling enough. So they, like, made the, like, business decision to, like, cut the flavor. Well, first of all, it's butter pecan. It's not like it's a freaking rare, obscure flavor.
And also, like, here's the thing. This show isn't the highest performing thing on our channel, but that doesn't mean we're going to quit doing this show. If we do the show, we do the show. Doesn't matter how much it sells.
Dude, I don't know why they would... But here's the thing. I don't think it was a business decision. I do think it was a personal thing.
You think they heard our thing and they didn't want to be associated with that brand?
Yes.
And they were doing a...
Specifically. I think they watched some of our... I think they watched, like, your Alias video, and they, like...
They love Jennifer Gardner.
And they also saw my video and they hate the Epic store.
They hate Epic and they hate Jen. Or they love Jen.
And
they
love
hated
anime
me.
Boobs.
They love just freaking... Häagen-Dazs is such an anime boob
They're
fan.
Such pervos.
Which is weird because we endorsed their brand even though they were pervos because their product was that good.
Yeah, well, because I'm about products. I don't have to look up everything about every product, but they clearly did that with us.
Yeah.
And they straight up cut me off. And I seriously, I'm dead serious, dude. It was a real 2 out of 10 feeling. Like,
But you would, not a 1 out of 10? The world wouldn't be better without that feeling? Or is it...
Some people deserve that feeling. That's all I'm saying. Some people do, dude.
What? Can you imagine what a specific thing to yell at somebody? Like, you go and, like, you look up some, like, horrible person in jail.
Dude,
and
I'm dead serious.
And you schedule a meeting with them, and you walk in there, you're like, I hope... that you get the feeling that Häagen-Dazs takes away
Dude,
and
I
just continues.
I know right now.
Butter pecan.
I know right now it's a very unpopular thing to stand against the Nazi regime. But dude, I'm dead serious. If I was in charge of Häagen-Dazs and I knew that Hitler had a favorite flavor, I would discontinue it.
Yeah, also,
I would do it, dude.
Speaking of freaking Nazis, yeah.
For the Jews.
Hey, I would go and I would talk to Steven Crowder and be like, hey, Steven Crowder, what's your favorite Häagen-Dazs? And then I would discontinue it because he's such a freaking Nazi.
What
idiot.
And I know, dude, some people deserve that kind of treatment.
Yeah, like,
but I didn't want
that
it,
Ben Shapiro idiot. He tries to claim that he can't be a Nazi because he's a Jew.
He's a Jew, dude. Yeah, I will beat the mess out of you
and take
your
away Häagen-Dazs. Yeah, be like, hey, you want some butter pecan? You can't have it, idiot baby.
But it sucked to have it taken from me. Just because I have an opinion on the Epic store and you have an opinion on the show Aliens.
Can you imagine? And also, they prematurely judged that because I was trying to figure out if Aliens was the best show of all time or not. Granted, I was leaning towards it was not the greatest show of all time. I've not come to my conclusion yet, though. It's an ongoing series. So I can't believe they jumped the gun and found my thesis statement I've been
working
on.
They cancel cultured you, dude. They straight up shut you
off.
You
were actually canceled. Legitimately and truly canceled.
And now, we upload 2 videos a week like, I don't know, lazy people.
Like a bunch of lazy sack of bones. We don't, like, it essentially took Michael's soul and used it as a basketball and dunked on us with his own soul.
Dude, I have good news.
Is it coming back?
I don't know if it was ever canceled. I think there was a supply problem because I literally went to the store last night as my, like, last-ditch effort. I was like, I already am being a fat boy tonight. What if they have ice cream
to cure? As opposed to other nights when you're not being a fat boy.
I was like, what if they have ice cream to cure the heartburn I have? That was a dead serious statement I said to my wife. You can check that.
And, he was talking about metaphorical heartburn about how sad you were.
It was both. It was a double entendre.
How does blazing wings go down? Toasty?
You ever have blazing wings?
No.
They don't have a taste.
Are they
it's
warm?
It's just hot.
It's just warm?
Yeah. I ate them at work, and I didn't full break composure. Like, I didn't, like, cry, but I did.
Sob.
I did cry inside. I was not okay, as the My Chemical Romance
I didn't. Say. I didn't cry, but I did cry a little.
But I did sweat blood, so there was that.
And then
I had nasty heartburn. Blood. I did have nasty heartburn the whole time. The whole time meaning the rest of my life. So I needed ice cream.
And to cool the heartburn.
To cool the heartburn.
Can you imagine you walking in there, this guy Haagen-Dazs, and just put it on your chest?
I mean, like, I did just slurp it up like a little
people actually boy. Almost arrested.
Augustus Gloop.
People walked in there, and Michael almost got arrested for doing that gross ice cream challenge of licking it, because I walked into Michael's house's face.
I was like, no, I will buy this.
I'm buying it. I need it.
I melted it in the bathtub, and Augustus Glooped that boy. I'm sorry for those people out there, but I'm imagining myself naked laying in the ice cream drinking it, and it's kind of gnarly, but a little bit hot.
Just a little bit.
I mean, not, it was cool because it's ice cream,
but ice cream.
A little bit spicy, if you know what I mean, which is not good for my heartburn. But dude, they was fully restocked and they were selling it on sale, and I bought two cartons.
One to put on your body for the heartburn.
One for the gloop and one for the slurp. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm good. That's also a 10 out of 10. Also, the ice cream.
You imagine referring to buying two foods as a glurp and slurp? you're talking to the cashier. Hey, yeah, I got a glurp and slurp this. What?
One of them for now, one of them for later. And you wink at them. Yeah, dude, that's still a 10 out of 10 ice cream is all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's really good. It was good.
That was actually what I wanted to talk about. But it's a 10 out of 10 because it's still great. And also, they still have it.
I want to apologize to Ben Shapiro. We wouldn't beat you up and take away your ice cream.
One or the other would one suffice.
Yes, we would do. Yeah. We would do one of them.
If you were Hitler, I would do both. But since you're only Ben Shapiro, I would only do one.
Since you're only a regular Nazi. Now we're at the point in the show when I realize I have to think of a joke that I should have had prepared before now.
What was your thing was edgy music. So technically we could be done now. So I think that we probably should be done now. Do you have a joke to end us off with?
Are we supposed to talk about our merch or something?
Oh, real quick. Welcome to Life's What You Rate It. This is the show where we listen, where we talk about everything on Earth and rate it on a scale from 1 to 10. My name is Michael and this is my brother.
Mark.
And thanks for listening. Do you have a joke to end us off with?
I don't... Hey, how do you find Will Smith in the snow?
I know the answer.
Have I used this one before?
I don't know.
You look for the Fresh Prince. I don't think I've used the... I don't know. No, I haven't. I haven't used that one.
I'm sorry.
That was in the tank. You knew that one. So does it not count because you knew it?
No, it counts.
Hey, no. Here, I got a better one. Okay. Hey, Michael, you want to hear a dirty joke?
What's up?
A white horse fell in the mud.
Thanks for listening.